As we enter the last days of the year, our readings today focus on the end of time. Certainly in the history of the world, there's no lack of people calling for the end of the times. Sometimes these are just people that we know, maybe our older relatives, our great-grandparents, or our grandparents, who see all the problems in the world, and they may say to us, "I think the world is coming to an end." Or maybe in times like December 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, or in October 2012 with Reverend Harold Camping, who declared that he knew for sure that the world was going to end in October of that year. Well, guess what? All these people were wrong so far. Jesus says that we do not know the time, nor do we know the hour. Only the Father does. We hear in the Gospel a warning about, "See that you not be deceived. There will be wars, there will be insurrections, there will be great storms and so forth, catastrophes. People who seem great will arise, maybe great charismatic figures, maybe those with special powers, even what would seem to be mystical powers. You see, in this time of mercy," this time of mercy, which the phrase which Jesus used to St. Faustina, "God seems to prefer to come in ways, not to come in ways that are loud and boisterous, but instead he truly chooses to come in the subtle and the unassuming ways. This is where human wisdom gets it all wrong. The sign of the end times comes not in ways that we'd often expect. An example of this is certainly religious life. Religious life has been around for 2,000 years, and the church declares that it is an eschatological sign, or a sign of the world to come. When we see a religious who's in habit and really living their religious consecration, trying to do it the best they can, it's a reminder of the new world, the world to come. And in this new world, in heaven, marriage will not exist in the sense that it does here. We will be married or united to everybody. There will be that sense of union and intimacy with everybody. Our wills will be united totally to God, and through God with everybody else as well. God will be our possession. There will be no need for material possessions or anything, for God will be all for us. As we await this second coming of Christ, we are once again reminded of it whenever we see a religious, someone who's been called especially by God and given grace to live vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. God is saying to us through them, "This is the way of Christ, the way which this weak person is trying to live. Try your best to follow them, to follow those who live in and for God alone. None of us are perfect, but each one of us are called to live in and through God alone. And so together in union we pray, come Lord Jesus, bring us all into that final union with you in heaven when you come again."